how to buy land for a child. I'm going to give you three exact steps of how to buy land for a child. This is a great way. I know a lot of times on this, on this platform, we talk about stocks, but I want to kind of usher people into real estate that you also can purchase real estate for a child. So in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how I did that for my child. So stay tuned. So, like I was saying earlier, the three steps we're going to go over today is how to purchase land for a child. So, what we're going to do today, we're going to go through the three steps, make it simple and easy, and we're going to walk through exactly how to do that. So, this is a great way to pass on an asset to a child. Now, one of the key reasons why I say this is because land, guess what? It cannot be lost or stolen. And guess what? A child can use it as collateral when they become older. They can use it as collateral to start a business. They could sell it. They can live on it. They can grow on it. They can sell trees, whatever they want to do or whatever, right? It's a way to diversify from, hey, you know, I have stocks with my child. Also, I want to give them real estate. So this video, we're going to talk about the three steps. You can do that, and you can do it all online too. So the first thing is I look at the personal loan. Let's take me for example. You can buy land for $5,000. So many times people are worried about buying land in their area. If you live in New York City or you live in San Francisco or Hawaii, where the price of land is extremely high, you may think that, well, I can't afford land because I'm renting where I stay. I don't have the money to be able to afford land. But look outside of your area. You can look into a place like Colorado, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Tennessee, these rural areas, Alabama in the South, North Carolina, South Carolina, these rural areas outside of where you live, and you can purchase land where you currently don't live. So it's a very popular topic that you always hear people saying, rent where you stay, but buy where you live. So you can diversify outside of your community by finding a place maybe in the South, in a cheaper part of the country that may be a little bit more rural that you can purchase land from. So with that being said, now, let's say if you already have the money, let's say if you have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $2,000, whatever the case may be, and you may say, hey, I want to go buy the land cash, which is great, but this is something that I do. Well, even though I may have the cash on hand, I would utilize credit, which I would go to a bank or a financial institution. I would borrow the money to buy the land. Even though I had the cash, I would borrow the money to buy the land. Why? Because I use it as an opportunity to build credit. Because if I just buy everything with cash, guess what? My credit will slowly diminish. Well, some people say, well, I don't need credit because, you know, I just live off of cash. Great on you. But everybody knows cash is king, but credit is power. So what I would do first is I would buy the piece of land. I would borrow the money from the bank in order to buy the piece of land. So borrow the money from the bank to buy the piece of land. And then you pay back the bank in about a year or so or whatever. And guess what? It goes into your credit report and, reports that you did well with buying the land. So not only did you acquire a piece of real estate, you also built your credit along the way. And if you're very good at it, you can buy a piece of land and help put your child's name on it as well when you borrow the money to buy the land. So you can have the cash already, but you borrowed the money against cash you already had. You paid it back over 6 months, a year, or whatever. You paid it back early. Now your child gets to have credit from borrowing money, and they also get a piece, they also get an asset, which is land. So now that's the first thing, borrowing the money, being able to finance it. So financing the piece of land, even if you have cash, I would recommend financing. Now, if you already got immaculate credit, then it's different, but you know, it's not one size fit all. But also think about, this is a way I can build credit by acquiring an asset. All right. So that's step number one, acquiring an asset through financing, right? Number two, the actual step of purchasing the land. So we're going to do in this video, we're going to do a quick little Google search, and we're going to find some land to buy, right? So let me share my screen here for the people that are catching this live, for the people that's catching the podcast. I'm going to audio walk you through the land purchasing, right? So right here, I just did a simple Google search of land for sale, right? Simple Google search. Then I go right here, right up under the ads, it says a company called landwatch.com. I click on landwatch.com. I stroll down here and I look and say, how much money, financing. One second. Because what I'm looking for, the filter here is to see how much money you want to spend. Here we go, right here. Narrow down the price. Let's say my, let's say $10,000 is my max. It could be $5,000, whatever it is. But let's say, hey, what land do you have up under $10,000, right? So right here, they're telling me, boom, they have a piece of land for $5,000. They have 5 acres in Colorado for $5,950. They have 61.9 acres and somewhere in Colorado for, if I'm reading that correctly, for $5,500, right? So they have 2.5 acres for $49 out in $4,900. You know, you can see all these prices and nothing crazy, right? They have 5 acres for $5,000, right? So now, boom, now you found a piece of land. You found a person here. You have the contact information. You can save the property or whatever you want to do, right? So this is a particular guy who's selling land for $5,000 out in Colorado. Right. So now you have his email, you have his contact information or whatnot. So just that quick, we saw within 5 minutes, we found somebody who's selling 5 acres in Colorado for $5,000. Nothing crazy, nothing too. I think I even saw some stuff on here even cheaper. You know what? Let me go back and look at my search one more time. I think I saw something cheaper. Y'all give me 1 second. I think I even saw something up under $2,000 one time. Because people ask me all the time, Prince, where can you find this? How do you find a land worth this much? And you can see, guys, I'm not a rocket science. You know, you know, I see some ridiculous prices on here. $900. Oh, there's some payments. They're looking at payment plans. Some of them may have, but it was one on here I saw for about $1,902, right? But anyway, we saw there's a piece of land for $5,000, 5 acres out in Colorado that somebody's offering. So now that we found out a piece of land, what's the next step? How do we purchase, Prince? That's great. How do we know this person is real? How do we know this person is legitimate? Now, what I do is first I will reach out to the person and I'll say, hey, is this land still available? Now, when they say that land is available, I will go back and I will say, hey, I'm interested in purchasing that land for $5,000, whatever the case may be. And if the person is legitimate, they will say yes. Now you can go to a title hold company. Title hold companies are companies that go out, or the closing agent, just like when you buy a house or whatever. The closing agent, they're the ones that make sure that title is in that person's name. Make sure that person's telling you they're selling that property. They make sure they own it. They make sure there's no liens on it. It's clean, all that good stuff, right? Now, the other side, another way you can walk around that is, once you find out who owned the land, you call the courthouse. You call the courthouse of the person, or wherever that land is, you call the courthouse and say, hey, I see this land is in Coffee County, Texas. You call the Coffee County Courthouse. I'm looking to purchase this land. I want to know if this person owns this land, all of the good stuff like that, right? If that clears out, now I always buy land with a credit card, always. Why do I do this? I buy this because I know I can reverse my payments in probably like 30 to 60 days. So what I tell the person is, at the time of purchase, if I do not have the title in my hand, in Denver, Colorado, if I don't have a title in my hand, I am going to reverse payment. I'm going to take my money back, deal is closed. And I will put that in writing. I will put it in writing. And within 30 days, I must have the title in my hand with my name on it, verified, you know, notarized and everything within 30 days. Most will agree if they're legitimate. If they sign on to that, within 30 days, nothing shows up, I just reverse my payment. If I sign that, then 30 days later, I get a deed in the mail. I look at that deed. I call the courthouse because the deed is going to come from the courthouse. I call the courthouse. Hey, courthouse, I have a deed here. I just want to verify the validity of this deed. And the courthouse will let you know if that deed is proper, if it's right, or if you're on record. Because at the end of the day, the courthouse is going to keep contact with that because of the next topic we're going to get into. But then I call the courthouse. So the courthouse tells me this deed is valid. This deed is legitimate. It has my name on it. Boom, that's my land. I have deed with my name on it that I know is a real deed, right? That's how I purchased the land. Y'all can drop comments. Y'all got questions below. Now, the next topic, number three, this is the most important topic. This is how you know if you're getting scammed or something going on, because, you know, when the internet of the Wild Wild West, people got all type of crazy stuff up there. Taxes. Taxes is what's going to disclose everything. If your name is not on the taxes, you do not own it. If the courthouse is not sending out a letter every year wanting to know the property tax, guess what? You do not own that land, right? So when you call that courthouse, like I said in step two, and you verify that your name and your address, that's who the courthouse is going to call for the taxes. If they're not calling you, if they're not calling you or emailing you about property, not emailing, they usually mail you. If they're not mailing you about property taxes every year, that means that to the courthouse, you do not own that land. That's when something is fishy. When you're not paying the taxes and you don't see your name on the tax documents to pay the land, because every year you're going to owe property tax. And every year you own that property tax, guess what? You're going to get a letter in the mail saying, hey, guess what? It's that time of year again. You know, this is a property tax. Now, how do you do this for a child? I kind of skipped a step. When you purchase the land, when you get ready to put your name on the deed, you put, I want to make sure I got this correct, you put the child's name on the deed with you as well. And this is called a JTWROS, which is a joint tenancy rights of survivorship. So for prime example, it's my son and my name is on a piece of land. That means that if I die, the land becomes him, become his. If he dies, the land becomes mine, right? We both have the same right to the land. And I would recommend if you have multiple children, only put one child's name on every piece of land. Break it up. One child name's going every acre, because 9 times out of 10, what I see happen in families all the time, children grow up, one child want to sell it, one child wants to live on it, one child wants to grow on it, you know, somebody don't want to pay the taxes on it. So guess what? Now nobody pays it and it ends up going into probate and the government ends up owning the land. So to avoid that, I like to give it directly to one child. So if he decides to live on it, if he don't pay his part of the property taxes, it doesn't affect anybody else. So you do the joint tenancy of survivorship on the land and you put the child's name on the land, just one child. So if something happened to you, it becomes yours. If something happened to him, it becomes his. So now their name is going to be on the taxes. So if your name is not on the taxes, that's a clear indicator something's wrong. You should be getting documentations at least annually from the courthouse telling you it's tax season. And when it's tax season, it's time to pay for the land that you own. And when you buy the land, it would tell you how much the property tax is. You know, depending on how much land you own, the value of the land, it could be $9, $10, $90, $100, $200 a year. That can be written off if you own a business, right? So let's do a quick little recap. Now, those are the three steps. First, the financing. I like to utilize this to build credit while I'm accumulating the asset. So I like to finance this. Even if you had the cash, I like to finance it because guess what? I can pay this money back. Let's say if it's $5,000, I can pay $5,000 back in a year. Now I financed it. I took out a loan. I paid back the loan, you know, fast. That's a good knock on my credit. So now me and my child get to build credit while we're acquiring an asset, right? Number two, when you go to purchase the land, nowadays you don't have to purchase the land that's right down the road from you. If you live in a small area, you know land that's in your area, great. But a lot of people that's tuned in, they live, some live overseas, some people live in high cost area. They're like, man, I live in San Francisco. I can't afford land. Like I just showed you, there's land online, this beautiful thing called the internet nowadays, that you can buy land anywhere. You know, now they're putting it where you can rent properties online. You can buy rental properties online now. They would already have a tenant in them. So now you're looking at finding a piece of land. You can diversify out of your area. You find a piece of land. You reach out to the person that's selling the land. You ask them if it's available. You tell them you would like to purchase it for whatever price. And when they do that, they usually have a contract with you. And I won't buy, and I won't do any cash business or anything like that. I will put it in writing, and I will only buy with a credit card. And I will tell the person, you have 30 days to get that title or that deed in my hand from the court that's notarized. You got 30 days. That person doesn't live up to 30 days, boom, you call, you reverse that payment, you go on to somebody else. If that person does do good business, now it's time to do your due diligence, right? Before you, I'm sorry, I kind of forgot a step there. But before you do, when you do your due diligence, you want to make sure there's no liens on the land. There's no back taxes on the land. There's somebody that doesn't owe on the land. You can do all that through the courthouse, because when you, whatever you're buying that land from, there has to have a courthouse. It has to be in a county, and that county has to have a courthouse. And that county and that courthouse will easily disclose what's wrong with that land. Or you can hire a closing agent, a title person that will clean up the title, make sure the title is good and clean, make sure the person that's trying to sell it to you has the authorization to sell it to you, make sure there's no back taxes or something weird going on with the land, do your due diligence, right? And when you do receive that deed, verify that deed with the courthouse, make sure it's not some fake phony document. And then when you do get that deed, step number three, you're going to get taxes, making sure you are paying your taxes, making sure you're on record for taxes, right? And if you're on record for taxes, guess what? That means you probably own it. So that's the three steps. And add your child on there as a joint survivor, a joint and tenant survivor of the land as well. And guess what? Now you just purchased your child a piece of land, or niece, nephew, grandchild, or whatever the case may be, a piece of land. Hopefully that helped you guys and girls. Drop some comments below. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me doing around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.